continue selling it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am happy to be with you all this time.
Thank you.
As you probably already know, this will be my last visit for this your year ending.
Yes.
It is time for me to withdraw, my dear friends, to the part of spirit where I am most comfortable. I, of course, will be with each and every one of you over your holiday time.
Wonderful.
I wish for you all much love, much upliftment, and much joy in your lives.
Thank you.
Know that I am only just a few words away. And I know that you fully understand.
Most reassuring. Thank you, Sally.
You must know that the great Creator's love is always with you. But sometimes you forget to ask for that happiness. All of you, my dear friends, deserve happiness, if only for your dedication and your deep love for all those in need. And this, I know, is a continuing thing. It is not a fleeing and objecting to what is happening, but an acceptance of what your lives are all about. Therefore, for this time, for a short while, I will take any questions that you may have. And hopefully we can conclude this, the end of your year, with much satisfaction, much hope, and much love. Because, my dear friends, I want you in this coming year to feel more positive about your lives in general. Not only you, but for all the population of this planet. You do so much for others. Let this holiday time be time for yourselves, to gather with families, with friends, with children. And you know that next time there will be children to visit as usual. Because their love is love of purity. So remember this, my dear friends. And now I will try to help you with any questions.
Could I ask one, Salimet, which is in a way topical, concerning charities? I've a feeling these have got somewhat out of hand, in that there are many people making huge sums of money from advertising their charities. The top executive of who receives the highest salary receives £850,000 per year. And of the top 100 salaries for top executives, the average figure is £208,000 per year. So many, many people are paying into institutionalized charity organizations, and I believe are unaware that much of the money donated is going into the charity organizers' bank balances. And in addition to top executives, there are managers and sub-managers and trainee managers, and they all get very good salaries.
Yes.
So my question is it better that we give on a personal one-to-one level instead of involving these institutionalized charities?
I understand your question, my dear friend. Of course, these people who are not genuine need to be exposed. And of course, they have been exposed. Otherwise, you would not be aware of this problem. I can only tell you, my dear friends, that your own conscience will tell you what is best for you. As much as there is hidden agenda with these people, there is still a great deal that is done to help others. And this we cannot doubt. But of course, if one-to-one giving is there and acceptable, then for most people I would say that is the way to go. But when you are dealing with so much money, it is necessary sometimes to have some kind of organization. I can only say to you, and I hope it brings comfort, that these people must face what they have been doing when the time comes. They have to face themselves. They have to know that what they are taking from other people is very negative for their own souls. And I know that at the present time, that may seem like no kind of consolation. But let me assure you that no one upon this planet can do any misdeed without having to face themselves. It is a difficult problem for you, I know. But I would suggest that you go inwards and find the right solution for yourselves.
Mm-hmm. And of course it does actually, even though those people are taking, in our eyes, far too much money, it doesn't take away from the fact that people are giving, and that is in themselves the good part about it.
Yes, again, we have positive and negative. Mm. all throughout life we have this, but the awareness and the knowledge of what is happening is the greatest weapon to have, because then these people can be dealt with by those in authority. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm. I hope that is helpful to you.
Yes, that's one wonderful answer, and it will help to give this exposure, which I feel the problem needs. And it also has its nuisance value in that through mailing shots and TV advertising, it's been calculated that every one of our population here in the UK receives 200 asks for money through the year.
Yes. Again, it comes down to a personal level with each one of you. You can only give so much. You cannot change your world in a heartbeat. Mm. But if it is right for you, then it is right for many. I say, think upon it and do what you feel is right. Because, my dear friends, you have that innate knowledge of what is right for you.
Mm. Mm. That's a lovely answer. Thank you very much.
It's not a problem to screen out a lot of things, a lot of people who are asking, and just select, you know, just a few ways of giving. If they're enjoyable, then it's...
Yes. Underhanded deeds will always be outed in many different ways. As I say, once the knowledge is in the open, then people can then deal with these individuals. And of course that is not the end. They do have to stand and see themselves as they have been. That is a little cautionary note for all of you, my dear friends, because we know, being human, there are good thoughts and not so good thoughts. And it is, as I have said, individual responsibility that must take charge. I hope it is helpful.
Yes, indeed. Does anyone else have a question?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
It has occurred to me that a great number of people complete their human experience and return to spirit without becoming enlightened or even curious during their time here on Earth. As we are sent to this learning planet to evolve, isn't it a shame that some people spend their lives chasing wealth at the expense of others, or spend their time going to war to kill others? Why are there so many wasted opportunities?
Each and every individual upon this planet, and I have already told the others in this group this on other occasions, that you cannot make people understand and know what truth is. You cannot make them be the same as you are in the way that you think or hope or help. Because you are individuals with free will, it is not always easy to follow the road of goodness. After all, this is a planet where there is good and there is not so good. I use those words again, rather than bad. A lot of individuals are just misinformed sometimes, or naive about existence, or who neglect to even sit and think about their lives. So I say to you, my dear friend, if the opportunity arises, then of course you can offer words of hope or knowledge to another, but you cannot make them listen. That is why they have come. And there are many individuals who change throughout their lives. When the soul decides to come to this planet for another lifetime, it is well aware of the opportunities that will be open to them. For most people, there is a graduation at the end of their lifetime, where they have grown in knowledge, grown in love, grown in understanding. But for many, this life is exciting. For many, they can only focus on one part at a time. And for these individuals, they are the ones who regret the lifetime that has been wasted. But it is their waste, not yours, not anyone else's. And they have to again face up to the fact that any opportunities they have had has been wasted.
Mm.
Do you understand so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When this knowledge and truth comes to many, their desire is great to inform other people. We understand this, because when the spirit is touched, all of the body is touched.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have happier lives, healthier people, more knowledgeable people about where they have come from in spirit. So you must allow people to evolve in their own way, in their own time. And do not concern yourself too much about others in that way. Because whilst you are focused upon another, you are missing the moment in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And my dear friend, to live in the moment, as the others now know, is the most important thing that you can do for yourselves. Do you understand?
Mm. Yes, thank you.
And that reminds me of you saying you shouldn't judge. I was thinking of a Japanese man and an Englishman, and the Japanese man during the war had treated this Englishman appallingly. It was really not very good at all. And after the war, the Japanese man was full of remorse, and he got in touch with the Englishman, and it gave the Englishman the opportunity to forgive, and the other man also to be sorry for what he'd done. So it gave them actually both an opportunity.
A very good indication of what I was saying, that people graduate to better things throughout a whole lifetime.
Mm.
They may start off as being selfish, non-caring, and just some little incident, like you have expressed, is enough to change them.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes.
Could I refer to the Vietnam War? There was a very highly toxic chemical used called Agent Orange, and it has horrific effects, causing deformities in birth, and these deformities pass across generations. There are still people being born in the world with terrible deformities as a result of their ancestors being contaminated with Agent Orange. Those in spirit who decided to take Earth life, it is difficult to fathom the reasoning regarding what good they can do by taking such a deformed and often very short life. I wonder if you have any comment on that,
Sally. You mean the individuals who have been damaged? Yes.
The descendants, I think, isn't it? The descendants of those who come in from spirit in a deformed body.
Why they have chosen those?
Chosen, yes.
Yeah. Well, that is a difficult question, because who are you to know how much that soul has grown? When you come to spirit, you have returned to spirit without any bodily disease or harm. Mm-hmm. We are speaking on a different level. When the soul decides to reincarnate, it decides for the benefit of the soul, not what the physical body will be like. And it is easy to judge others, too easy to judge others. And although your understanding is not quite as secure as it might be, I can only tell you, my dear friends, that understanding of spirit takes many eons of time.
Oh, no.
You will never understand fully whilst you live one earthly life. Mm.
Yeah.
It is an increase in spiritual knowledge, lifetime after lifetime. And even then, my dear friends, I would say to you, the answers will never be what you suppose them to be.
It is wonderful, Charlie-Meth, that the Vietnamese people of today do not seem to have recrimination in their temperament.
Yes, and that is one of the good aspects that has come from disasters such as this.
Mm-hmm.
There is always a plus and a negative to all of life. If only you could look upon life as being that way, it would help to ease the grief that exists in these human actions. And as I have said, not all actions are fated. There are many people in your world who indeed have lost their way. And that is when you have events that happen that distress the majority of people. But on the other hand, you are not the creator. You are not to know why. And I can tell you, my dear friends, that in all of these cases, all of these human beings, their spirit has lifted them higher than you could ever imagine.
Yes.
Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
I was watching a television program yesterday about Germany has accepted 800,000 refugees from Syria and other places. And it was just following the story of a couple of families. and what they'd come from and where they are now. And it was incredibly heartwarming, the reaction of the people in that area and how they were, Syrians were helping the Germans learn a little bit on sport and how to dance, and the Germans were showing the Syrians a German Christmas market, and to see the women smiling and the children not afraid anymore.
Yes.
It was very, very heartwarming.
Both peoples had gifts of knowledge to each other.
Yes.
That is how it should be in life.
Mm.
I do not tell you, my dear friends, that your lives are easy. We all know, do we not, that life sometimes is very, very difficult.
Mm.
For those of you who live upon the earth plane, it is difficult to see one day follow another, especially when your media is so quick to report what is happening in different places of your world.
Mm.
I would suggest to all of you that you take a step backward before making any criticisms about either sides for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Stay partial, impartial, whatever is best for you, and focus on yourselves. In that way, you are doing the best for your own spirit. And after all, your spirit has to be wise before it can progress.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that has helped you.
Yes.
Now, my dear friends, I feel that we have spoken enough for this time. I know you will join me in saying that I hope all of you on your Earth planet will find that this new coming year will be greater in happiness, in love, in upliftment, and with newfound joy for all people.
Mm.
So as I take my leave of you, know that I leave you, my dear friends, and all of those absent ones, and know that I will rejoin with you in your new year.
That we look forward to.
Thank you.